You know, there's something I totally understand, but don't 110% subscribe to. And that is when we are telling people to not believe certain things that are in certain texts. It could be the Bible, it could be just other books in general, because they are man-made, right? So, hold on, I think I gotta sneeze. Hold on. You coming? No? You're gonna tease me? All right, cool. I understand it to a degree because yes, people will inject their own thoughts and opinions on it depending on where they're coming from. And so I get it to a degree, but at the same time, to say that everything in these texts is made up is also false, because I believe, like, for instance, using stuff that, you know, was in the Bible or old texts in general, not even just the Bible, but just old texts, I believe that a lot of those things were actually downloads that human beings received, because we are all of the divine and the divine is of us. We have a direct connection to that source, and I believe that we get messages from them. And so I believe that they started off as downloads, right? But if people are not coming from a pure place, if they are going to inject their own opinions, if they're going to inject their own egoistic agendas into what they're receiving for their own benefit, then yes, that is when we then take the download and we turn it into something that can be sold. And I'm using quotation fingers, right? So it's a mix of both, really. Don't demonize anything you read as, oh, well, I'm not going to believe that because it's made up. Because there, you have to go through with discernment and with an openness with everything you read, right? For instance, like I teach tarot, right? But I teach it from a perspective that actually develops the intuition of the individual rather than tells them this is the one and only way to do this, right? Because with tarot, you get downloads, you get messages from the divine, right? I don't go into the whole business of teaching them the history and the strictness of, okay, this means this, this means this, this means this. They get the symbolism, but they also get the room to receive the downloads they're meant to receive during that class, right? They're not just getting my interpretation. They are getting the basics, the foundation, and then from there they develop their own connection with their God source, their intuition, etc. Right? Now, we can't hate on every book that's out there. We can't hate on the authors. We can't hate on the words. Like, they're out there for a reason, and it's up to us to use our source-given gift of discernment to find what was the truth being channeled and to find what was the person's opinion being injected. Okay? So, again, don't disconnect from the source just because of what others choose to do. I believe that all the books that have ever been written were downloads, right? They wouldn't be on the shelves, they wouldn't have been created, they wouldn't have been put out there if not divinely inspired by some source. We can call that God, we can call that goddess, we can call that the one and all, like whatever you want to call it. It's God. It's the source of all that is, and that flows through us as well. And that gets put into books, that gets put into certain movies, certain shows, certain classes, certain materials out there, right? But we have to make sure, and this goes for us too, with whatever we're creating, whether it's a Facebook post or a blog post or a book we're writing or even just an intentional thing we're doing for someone. We have to make sure that the intention is pure. We have to make sure that it is coming from a channeled place of honest, true, good intentions and not a place of, I'm gonna prove something or I'm gonna get back at someone or I'm gonna try and control this group of people or whatever, because that's where the download then gets distorted, and then people get mad and they disconnect from the source. They disconnect from the God source, the God consciousness, because of what others have chosen to do. the whole core here is, and then this is like in all the things I do, one of the things that I aim for is unification, balance, wholeness. You know, that's why I went into holistic work, is because holistic means whole body. It means the whole person, the whole entity, the whole being, the whole point, right? And I am constantly sifting through my own shit that separates me from myself, because when I separate from myself, and this goes for you and all of you listening, when we separate from ourselves, we separate from God source. We separate from the God consciousness. We separate from the whole ability that we have to create heaven on earth when we allow ourselves to separate and divide ourselves in any way. So it's very important to me to tell you this, because there is purpose for everything. Even the negative, even the evils in people, there is purpose in that. It's part of a cosmic balance. I have a belief that I really believe that the known devil or Satan, or, you know, however you want to describe that entity, actually made a deal with God to help God, not work against God, but to help God. I believe that there's some truth to that. I got that download months ago, and that stuck with me for a while, that there, it was like, well, what if Satan, you know, quotation fingers, is helping God by, you know, giving certain nudges to see what side people choose to feed through their actions. You know, I believe there's a purpose for everything. I believe there's a purpose for every book that's out there. And if it's a good book, if it's inspired you, if it's given you food for thought, if it's changed the way you go about your moral code or your relationships or anything, no matter who the person is that's attached to that book, what choices they've decided to make going forward, who they are as a person, that book still got channeled through them because they were meant to be the channel for it and to put it out there, you know? I use a prime example of Doreen Virtue. A lot of people hated on her when she finally, when she made this final decision to go back to Catholicism or Christianity. And I witnessed the amount of hate being directed at her for that. And it really bothered me. I was more concerned about what was happening to her than what side she took, because no matter what, and I don't care what anyone says, because I believe this is the truth, not your truth, not my truth, the truth. All paths are connected to the source, because at the end of the day, right, at the end of the day, we choose our paths, we choose our rituals, whatever they may be, because we all want to be connected to God. And it doesn't matter what that is or what that looks like. It's because we are all yearning for that God connection, because so many of us have been separated and continue to live in division. And we try to find practices that bring us back to the sacred when the sacred is there. It doesn't need to be so complex, right? So we hated on this woman for going and choosing a different path, because we felt that she connected us to whatever that version of God or that piece of God was, when really we never lost it, just because she left. We didn't need to depend on her to bring us to God. She gave us the nudge to find the sacred, okay? And she can still do that now in whatever path she has taken. I personally believe that the incidents with Doreen Virtue is that she saw something in the New Age community, because trust me, I've seen enough of it myself, and I know that, you know, being on a scale of publicity like she was, it probably affected her 10 times more. I believe she saw some fakes and phonies and people that were exploiting with their position, and I believe that it freaked her out in some way, shape, or form, and it made her feel like, oh my God, am I doing that? And that's why she retracted backwards. But did she really? I don't think so. I really don't think so. Because if we look at what she's really doing, she's not just pointing out people in the New Age community. She's pointing out people in churches. She's pointing out all the people that she feels are not genuine. Okay? So even having gone through what she went through, she's still channeling divine source, divine truth. It may not look like your truth, but your truth is not the truth. Okay? Does that make sense? This is just stuff that I'm channeling right now, and I hope it makes sense and it reaches you in the way it's meant to. At the end of the day, don't get distracted from the source. At the end of the day, you go to your books, you go to your teachers, you go to your sources, places, and forces, and all that stuff, because at the end of the day, underlying all of that is because you want to connect to the source. You want to connect to God. And don't let anyone's actions, anyone's inactions, anyone's choices to change or switch gears derail you from that focus. Don't let anyone's interjection of their own ego derail you from what they were originally saying that inspired you to do better, be better, get stronger, get healthier, etc. Because God, the source, goddess, whomever you work with, however you call the source, channels through us all in some way, shape, or form. Even that criminal that made you feel disgusted, right? Like, let's say it was a criminal, somebody that did something awful. It channeled something in you. It sparked something in you to be better, to work on your psyche, right? If you had an abusive family, you can look at them like, oh, they're so bad. But they were still doing source's work by trying to pull you into that darkness. And if you chose not to, then it worked. Everything has its balance. Don't let anyone or anything have the power to separate you from the God source, which exists within you and everything you do. Take from everything a holy lesson, a sacred observation. Okay? That's just what I felt guided to share with you today. Happy Thursday. I can't believe it's already the end of the year. Like, holy shift. Holy, holy shift. So, I'm going to get going for right now. I hope you have a beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on when you're listening to this. And I look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. If you would like to be a participant in the ministry work that I and my friend Kelly are doing in our community, we are taking donations currently, whether they be physical donations of clothing or food, monetary donations, to help those in need in our community. If you would like to join my Patreon, everything that goes to the Patreon also goes to the funds that are used to help the community. The Patreon portal is called Holy Shift Magic and Medicine. You can go to patreon.com/feeltheholyshift to get access to classes, prayers, journal prompts, full-length trainings, meditations, hypnotherapy sessions, EFT tapping sessions, and so much more. And for your choice of a monthly donation, you get access to all of that plus 20% off any and all services that you choose to do with me one-on-one. And again, all of your donations monthly go to the funds through our ministry work that help those in need. If you have physical donations of non-perishable goods, clothing, and more that you would like to bring to us, you can come to Enchanted Wonders in Bethlehem Tuesdays through Saturdays to drop off. And if you'd like to mail anything to us, you can also mail that to Enchanted Wonders in Bethlehem. You can look it up on Google, or you can just ask me for the address, and you can mail whatever donations you'd like to mail to us to go to our community services. I love you so very much, and I hope you have a blessed day. Thank you for listening. Thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart and the core of my soul for listening to Holy Shift Radio. Whether you've been listening for a while since we began or you are just tuning in now, I give so much thanks to you, all of you, for listening. If you'd like to keep the conversation going, you can find me on Facebook at JPIsZenAF. You can find me on Telegram at JPIsZenAF. You can also email me at jpthebosswitch@gmail.com. If you'd like to be a part of my online portal, Holy Shift Magic and Medicine, an online resource for mind, body, and spirit well-being, you can go to patreon.com/feeltheholyshift. There is a ton of classes, meditations, full body healing portals, and so much more even yet to come there. And your choice of your monthly donation in this portal not only goes to your self-paced learning, growing, and shifting, but it also goes to helping me to help my community even more. And as a member, you get 20% off any and all distance services such as spiritual counseling, Reiki, tarot readings, and so much more. So if you'd like to head on over there and get access to meditations, classes, full-length trainings, healing portals, and so much more, go to patreon.com/feeltheholyshift. Blessed be, and thank you again for being all that you are.